Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hey.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So one of the questions, of course, people are asking about Tiger Woods' crashes.
Was there alcohol involved?
I would think pills before alcohol, knowing his history.
Substances, I should say.
He's got a history of addiction. I mean, we know this.
He was pulled over for it.
Yes.
He was on tape, though, the whole sobriety test.
Yes. We knew he had an addiction to pills. So, you know, he's been supposedly clean. So people were like, well, why didn't they test his blood at the scene, is what people were asking. And so they answered the question, and they said the only reason that they didn't was because at the time of the wreckage, it didn't seem like he was impaired, and they didn't find any drugs or alcohol in the car. So there you go. They said that they
from
said
one story, what I read is that he was coherent enough to say, like, call my manager and let him know, and let him, you know, notify my family and everything.
And they even said the Tiger was alert and awake on the car ride or the ambulance ride to the hospital. So they said if they really wanted to test his blood, they'd have to get a warrant to do it at that point, because he doesn't appear impaired.
Right.
He seems okay.
And he didn't consent to it, so he can't.
Yeah. They said that everything indicates Tiger was just in a rush and was going too fast. That's literally all it really seems like.
And sometimes that's all it is.
And lost control.
Sometimes that is all it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad he's okay, though. Yeah. That's a crazy accident, man.
Right? Okay, so I shouldn't have laughed, but it was the visual that had me giggling so hard this morning, Riggs. I'm driving to work, and you know, the station, we're in Hills Corners. I'm driving down Highway 100. And what happens during the day with this weather? Everything melts, right?
Yeah.
So right now, it's cold, and it freezes back over at night.
Oh, yeah. All those puddles freeze over.
Yeah.
Everything.
Everything's frozen at night, and then by 10 a.m., it'll be water again, right?
Yeah.
So I'm driving down Highway 100, and I see, every time I see like a runner or anyone out in the dark at 5 a.m., it makes me giggle. I don't know why. I mean, props to them for running. I just wouldn't be me. But what made me laugh is this guy, I realized he's on the sidewalk because he can't run down Highway 100, but the sidewalk is a sheet of ice. Which must not have occurred because everything melted onto the sidewalk and then it froze overnight.
Oh,
so this guy's doing the duck walk. I can tell he's out running, but he can't run. So he's doing this like thing with everything.
He's waddling like a penguin.
He's waddling down the sidewalk. And I'm
smart.
I couldn't stop giggling. And I'm like, go home. Why are you on the sidewalk? How did you end up on the sidewalk running to begin with? There's tons of places you could have ran, but the guy had a sheet of ice and there was nowhere to go unless he jumped in the snow or went in the street. But I was like, am I going to hell for laughing at that guy?
No, but that's the way you have to walk on ice, though. You have to waddle on ice. That's how penguins walk on ice. You have to waddle.
And the poor guy, where is he going to go? The whole sidewalk's ice for miles.
You can't go in the street, can he? Was there room in the street?
Well, it's a busy street. You want to run down Highway 100 with a bunch of snow on the side?
That's what I'm saying. So we can't get on the road.
Yeah.
He's got to go on the sidewalk, and the whole thing's just a sheet of ice. Unless he brings ice skates with him for part of the run, that's the only thing he can do, unless he runs in the snow. No, you're not going to hell for laughing at him, because that's absolutely hilarious.
It's the waddle walk.
If you ever
slipped, the waddle walk.
If you ever slipped really hard on the ice and caught yourself in like four different ways, just wondered how you didn't tear an ACL when you're doing this, to twisting and turning.
That's why I just would have gone home and called it a day.
Right.
I thought this guy's never going to find
anywhere. Mile.
He's not going to be able to go anywhere without ice until like 10 a.m.
No, you're fine.
Sorry.
You're totally okay for laughing at that
waddle.
Guy.
It was the waddle walk of the runner at 5 a.m. who was on a sheet of ice. I couldn't, man.
It was funny. It's okay. He was probably laughing at himself, too.
Fine. Then I came to work and ate sausage. It was great.
103.7 Kiss FM. So check this out. We got another iPad to give away.
Nice.
705. Be here for the Kiss keyword, all right? It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie, you're going to love this story because it involves a woman taking her ex-husband to court and winning a whole bunch of money.
I love how you say, Allie, you're going to love this story.
Well, I will.
I just want to hear that he got his balls busted in court for something.
Because it's
a
woman.
Care about the money.
It's a woman who got, and this should strike fear into the heart of lazy men and women in relationships around the world right now.
Well, tell me more then.
Because after their divorce, this woman, this was in Beijing, China, where this happened. So this wasn't in America.
Okay.
But it very well could happen here.
Yeah.
She takes her husband to court and sues him for $7,700 for housework compensation.
We call that alimony.
She says that she took care of their child, did all of the housework alone, and her husband, quote, barely cared about and participated in any kind of domestic chores, and she won. The court ordered her ex to pay her $7,700 in housework compensation.
Imagine if we could take people to work for being bad parents. Like,
plus,
if you're the one doing everything.
Plus $300 a month in support. See, it was that bad to her.
Ooh. Well, so that's, if they have a kid,
right,
it could be child support,
I suppose.
But,
I guess.
Oh my gosh.
So there just goes to show you, help out around the house every once in a while.
Or else she's going to sue your ass.
Which reminds me of a joke that I saw. I was on TikTok, actually. It was a woman.
Yeah.
And she's talking to her husband, and she goes, hey, would you mind fixing this leak on the sink? And he goes, I'm not a plumber. She goes, all right. And she goes, hey, would you mind taking a look at the squeaky on my car? Like, it's been leaking oil. He goes, I'm not a mechanic.
Uh-huh.
And then it shows her again, and she goes, oh, hey, the neighbor came over and took care of those chores. And he goes, oh, cool. Did he ask for anything for it? And she goes, well, he said I could either bake him a cake or sleep with him. He goes, that's funny. What kind of cake did you bake him? She goes, I'm not a baker.
Oh, damn.
I was like, good
I'm
for
not
you.
A baker.
Not a baker. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. 705. Get your Kiss keyword and win an iPad.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So this long-time running franchise is trying to, I feel like, rip off another TV show, but I'm all about it. So The Real Housewives, which has been on for years.
Yeah.
We've got so many different cities now. We've got Atlanta, Salt Lake City, Potomac, which is basically Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
So you got Potomac, Beverly Hills, New York City, New Jersey, Dallas, and Orange County, Riggs, the original.
Isn't there a Real Housewives of Mequon, too? Shouldn't there be one?
No, because that'd be boring. What would you follow them to their... Where would you go?
You'd follow them to the country club? You'd follow them downtown?
All these women on Real Housewives are super flashy.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, you have to find a stay-at-home mom who's got, like, four nannies in Mequon and is really rich to make
four
that
nannies,
on the show.
A maid, a butler,
they have
a
to be
chauffeur.
So unrelatable, we can't get enough of it, okay?
Right.
No, but seriously, they want to take the franchise and do a spinoff where they bring women from different seasons and they take 8 to 10 women and put them on a, like, basically in some tropical island, and they film these 8 to 10 different housewives from different seasons coming together. So it's very Bachelor in Paradise-esque.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But it's interesting because we know these women so well if you watch the show.
Yeah.
I mean, I could tell, you ask me about any woman, any of these, and I could tell you about the women on them. And seeing them interact with different casts would be interesting, too, because they're all so flashy.
Do they all have famous husbands? Because someone that's honestly never seen an episode of it ever, I just know some of the characters.
No.
Why are they so rich and famous?
Well,
for what? What do they do?
It depends on who you're talking about. So,
what have they done to amass this wealth?
Orange County, some of them were rich to begin. They just grew into it.
Just trust fund babies or something?
Some of them have really rich husbands, or they work. I'm trying. New Jersey, you saw, was very traditional with the Italians, where where the husbands worked.
Okay.
And Teresa, you know, Teresa, Giudice or whatever, she stayed at home. They had that traditional spin where the guys were contractors.
Okay.
But I'm trying to think of all.
Because I always wonder.
I mean, you had Cynthia Bailey still on there. She was a supermodel with Tyra Banks. I mean, some of these women have histories, you know?
I just wonder where all the money comes from if they have it all. I'm like, how did they amass this wealth?
Some of them grew up with it.
Yeah.
And some of them are either their husbands or they are, and a lot of them have become rich from the show. I mean, look at NeNe Leakes. NeNe's been on Glee. She's been on all these Ryan Murphy shows. Yeah. These women were, you know, they get spinoffs. So, a Real Housewives, maybe we'll get a spinoff with them on an island somewhere.
Yes, all right.
Nobody ever admits it when they're wrong these days.
I know, which is why it was shocking to me when it happened yesterday.
Yeah.
It happened at the post office of all places.
Oh, my.
Here's what happened, okay?
Can you ask them where my mail is? Because I've been waiting for a few days for mail I was supposed to get days ago.
You and a lot of people.
But don't get me started on that.
You and many other people.
Sheesh.
So I had to ship something back. It was like an electronic piece of radio equipment that I have at my house. Mm-hmm. I had to send it back to the manufacturer to have it repaired.
Okay.
Because I called them and they said, you could repair it by yourself, but you'll probably break it. Just send it to us. We'll fix it for you.
Awesome.
So I was like, sure.
What are they fixing?
It's like it's hard to explain to people that aren't.
It's a piece of equipment.
It's like a radio board for playing music.
For
all intents and purposes.
Yes.
So I put it in this box. It weighs about 9 pounds, and I calculate the shipping on the USPS on the post office website, because I can print a label from my house. Mm-hmm. So I can just print off the label, take it there, drop it off, move about my day.
Great.
So I Google the weight of this thing, and it's 9 pounds. So I input the weight, 9 pounds, pack it into a box. Mm-hmm. It's 35.
It's like a baby.
Yeah.
It's like a newborn
40
baby.
Bucks. So when I take it to the post office and drop it off, I go, I printed this online. I just want to make sure the weight is correct. Mm-hmm. And he scans it and he goes, yeah, but the weight's correct. He goes, but the dimensions aren't off. You didn't measure the package. You're supposed to measure it. And I go, measure it.
What the hell?
He goes, yeah, it's all about the dimensions of the package.
It's so much work to send stuff back.
That's what I said. I go, what?
But go on.
I'm like, okay. I go, I didn't measure it. So he goes and he starts measuring it after he scans it. And he goes, yeah, it's too big. It's going to be like easily $100 to send this thing.
What?
And I go, $100? I go, it said 30 bucks on the website. You're telling me it's going to be almost 100 now? He goes, yeah, so take off this label. You're going to have to go home and cancel the label. You're going to have to write the new address on the box. And I'm like, screw this.
Yeah.
So I leave. I go to UPS, the UPS store, and they take it and they ship it immediately. They were like, 40 bucks, no problem.
Yeah.
And everything was no measuring. No
wait. So you go to UPS.
Yes.
And send it for the same price you thought you were going to originally send it for.
Yep. So I go online to now cancel the label from the post office.
Yeah.
Because I didn't use it.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have to pay for it, right?
Not paying 30 bucks for that.
Nope. So I go online and I submit for a refund. This was a month ago. I get an email back that says, your refund has been denied by the United States Post Office because it has been used. And I went, no, it hasn't.
Been used?
I go, first of all, it hasn't been used.
Yeah.
And I can prove that I sent it through someone else that was cheaper than your ass, dude. It's way cheaper anyways.
Right.
So I used UPS. Yep. So I send them this and I still haven't heard back. So I go to the post office yesterday and I talk to this guy and I go, hey, by the way, I don't know if you remember me, but I came here to mail a package. And by act of God, he remembered me because it's a tiny little Franklin post office.
Right. They
remember
know
everybody.
The people, yeah.
He was like, oh, yeah, I remember that. And I go, well, they're not refunding my money for the label. And he goes, that's weird. I go, I think it's because you scanned it. And they think that I shipped it. And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah. That's what happened. And I went, what?
Okay.
And I go, so it was you. That's what happened. It was you.
It was you.
It was you. And he goes,
what show is that from? It was you. It's from a reality show. I can't remember. It might be a Real Housewives.
It was you, dude.
I'm going to find that clip.
Yeah, that was me. That was me. And I went, so what do I do now? I go, can you give me my money back? No, I can't issue a refund here. You can call this other number, though. And I'm like,
can't issue a refund.
Why is this such a problem with the post office? Like, I have somebody in front of me admitting that they did wrong. He knows he did wrong. The woman next to him was like, yeah, you probably shouldn't have scanned it because now we think he shipped it. And I was like, why would you even scan it? You knew that I wasn't going to ship it. You saw me leave the post office with the box.
Right.
Why would you do that?
And he goes, what if you tried to use it? It wouldn't even have worked, would it?
No.
Because he had already scanned it.
Yep. Or would have gotten shipped back to me because I had the wrong dimensions on it or whatever the F it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, look at this. Somebody taking accountability, but I still got screwed. So now I got to go up to flagpole, for lack of better terms, to the United States Post Office.
Riggs, there's nothing worse than having to, when somebody else screws something up and you have to keep going, like you're dealing
yes,
with it. And
it's
you're
his
like,
mistake.
I'm so
and I have to go through all
this.
And he even says as he's writing it down, you might be on hold for a while. The last time somebody called this, they were on hold for about 40 minutes, but you can do other things while you're on hold. And I'm like, oh, thanks for making it good for me. Like I can get some cleaning done at the house while I'm waiting on hold for my $30.
Dude, when a small problem turns into an even bigger problem.
Yes.
At least the guy said it was his fault.
Right. But still, there's
nothing. But he couldn't even help you.
No.
He couldn't do
anything.
It
was so frustrating. It was such a very frustrating moment. And if anybody has something like this happen, you can call and vent about it. Someone else screwed up and now it's your problem. 414.
Somebody said Seinfeld. They're talking about it. It sounds like a Seinfeld episode.
It does. 414-799-1037. You can always call or text. Somebody else's screw up. Now it's crap rolling downhill is what somebody texted in to 414-799-1037.
And thank you to whoever texted in. It was Shannon from Real Housewives of OC screaming, it was you!
It was you!
It was you!
It was the guy at the post office that scanned my label that I never used that I now can't get my money back for because the post office thinks I shipped it, but I never used the label. It's his fault. He admitted it to my face. He admitted it.
Admitted it?
He admitted it to my face.
We can't be mad at somebody who's taking accountability. What we can be mad about is that nobody's fixing it and it's all your problem now, which is super annoying.
Really is. Like, I would expect and hope customer service in any other business that wasn't government run would be like, oh, you know what? We'll take care of this. Here's a store credit or something. Here's some stamps. Something. I don't know.
I was saying this yesterday. Is every system in the world screwed up at this point? And I was
Pretty much.
What system is working? I said that to somebody. Like, what is working?
They're all dysfunctional, dude. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text that number. Let's talk to Cassandra first.
Okay.
Hi, Cassandra and Delavan. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What happened
to you?
Good, we're good.
Good.
What happened to you?
So I've been using a certain grocery app where you like order your food and you make it at home, you know?
Yeah, okay.
And they send you all the supplies.
Okay.
And my first box that I ordered, they sent me the wrong stuff. So I called and complained, and the guy said he'd give me a refund, and he said it would be applied to my next box.
Okay.
And then they charged me like $100, and I'd already paid like $80 for the first box. So they refunded me the $88, right?
Yeah.
And they charged me, and then it turned out that it's going to be spread over the next four boxes after my first four discounts on my first four.
Oh,
boxes.
Hell no.
What
yeah,
the?
So now I have to buy eight boxes to get my refund that's only going to be $20.
What in the pyramid scheme you talking about there? That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't even make any sense. We're going to give you $80, but we'll spread it out over four deliveries, so you have to spend even more money.
Right.
That's
right.
Dumb.
Plus
no.
Buying the first four boxes that are discounted at like $10 off.
That's
they
dumb.
Need to make it like Kohl's cash, where it's just money you get to use.
Damn
baby.
Right. Damn right. That doesn't
right,
expire
right.
either.
Well, Kohl's cash expires, Riggs.
I know. I don't want it to expire, though.
Right. Oh, gotcha.
That's what I'm saying.
Say
I don't want it to expire.
Right. Thanks. No, you don't.
Thanks for calling, Cassandra.
Yep. Have a good day, guys.
You too. We'll talk to you later.
Actually, Frank in Brown Deer said he had something to tell you, Riggs.
Hey, yo, Frank, what up?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
So I have a story for you about airlines.
About airlines?
6 months ago, yes.
Okay.
About 6 months ago, I bought a ticket through an app, and everything was confirmed. But in the middle of the COVID era,
yeah,
we went to the airport, and the flight was canceled.
Okay.
So we drove all the way from Milwaukee to O'Hare, and we had to come back.
Okay.
We called the app people, and nobody would answer the phone. Finally, somebody answered, and we told them that the flight has been canceled.
Yeah.
Well, long story short, till this day, I paid over $700 for an airline ticket. I've never got it.
You never got it?
I've never got it. I've called. Yes.
Why did they cancel the flight? Was it weather? Was it mechanical? Did they say why they canceled it?
It was because of the COVID.
Oh, just because of COVID.
Yeah, because some of the international flights, you
can't. Oh, it was international.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And, till this day, I have not got a refund. It's over almost getting close to a year now.
Oh, my God. That's
I called, and I was on the hold for 2 hours.
Oh, dude.
And as soon as somebody got online, they hung up on me.
Oh, Frank. I really want to ask what airline it was, but I don't want to say it on the air. But that sucks, man.
It's an international airline, so I don't think it makes any difference.
Okay.
He's like, you're not going to be able to do anything
right.
about this.
Well, I hope that something gets resolved with that and you can fly to go wherever it is you were going to go sometime soon, I hope.
I hope so, but that, for that one, I'm still waiting.
Still waiting, man.
So many times I've called so many airlines, and when it's transferred me to another and the other and another, I just got tired of it. I'm like, you know what? The heck with it.
Hey, Frank, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you listening, man. I hope you get your money back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Me too.
Why are they screwing over Frank? He sounds like such a nice guy.
Everybody's screwing over everybody. What's new?
So what's your story? It was your fault, and now it's my problem, is basically the theme. 414-799-1037. We'll talk to you next. So wait a second. It was your fault, and now it's my problem? What the F? It's 103.7 KISS FM, Riggs and Alley. That's what we're talking about this morning. I got screwed over at the post office over a label that I bought that I never used, that they said I used, but I never used, and the guy admitted to it. It's frustrating. What happened with you? 414-799-1037. Alley, who's on the phone?
Chris has a DMV story in Milwaukee.
Oh, God, Chris. What happened at the DMV?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
We're going to be here for a while, Chris. Go on. Tell us about this.
I could drag this story on for about half an hour. But
yeah, I'll keep it cool.
Just like your visit to the DMV.
Right.
Well, everything's, you know, just virtual now. So it was just on the phone, on hold the whole time. So anyways, here's what happened. So I'm a new resident to Wisconsin.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Living in Milwaukee.
Wisconsin welcomes you.
Up here during COVID.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Great. Had to change over my license, obviously, because I hail from Illinois.
Shut up, Riggs. I'm from Illinois.
I know.
I know. Everyone hates that. But I moved here in May, and I just got my license 2 weeks ago.
Wait, when did you tried to get it in May?
I tried to get it in, July. So.
Did you have anything as, like, a temporary license or some form of ID?
I did. So here's what happened. So I called back in like July saying, hey, I have to transfer my license over to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
The person on the other end of the phone apparently entered my address information after I sent my lease to them incorrectly. And so I didn't get it after, you know, 7 to 10 business days.
Mm.
And so I had to call back and they were like, oh, we couldn't deliver it because your address doesn't exist. You don't live there.
You're like, I'm in the damn house right now. What do you mean I don't live here? I'd be snapping on somebody.
What is better proof than that? And they're like, oh, okay, can you send another proof of your address?
I'm another
one? I have bank statements. I have credit card statements. What do you want? And so I sent it to them again. And it still didn't come in.
What?
My real ID or whatever it is.
And oh, the real ID thing.
Back because at
like
that
it matters.
Point,
yeah.
My temporary like paper license was expired. So at that point, I was driving without a license.
Driving illegally because you couldn't get it in the damn mail because they said your address didn't exist yet. You're in the damn house. My head's going to explode
again,
from the stupidity of this.
Their fault, and now you're paying for it, for their mistakes.
And now I'm paying for it. And this is actually a message I want to say to everyone that's listening right now.
Yes.
Because I used to work in a call center.
Uh-huh.
So if you ask to escalate the call, that's the key word to use because then you can actually speak to like managers and whoever.
Escalate.
Hold on, Chris. Chris,
office.
Stop. I love to yell at people. Escalate.
I would like to escalate this situation.
And, okay, written down and quoted.
Do we want to say that very calmly or do we want to say, I want to escalate the situation?
Well, it depends. If it's your third escalate, then you have to.
Wait, if I get to the third escalate, I'm coming to the damn call center. It's on now, okay?
Right. We're talking about this times that someone else screwed up and you had to pay for their mistakes.
Yeah, and Monica is on the phone in Johnson Creek. She said, oh, let me tell you.
Oh, God, Monica.
This.
What happened? Was it one of the outlets?
No, it was not.
It the Crocs outlet?
So it was track phone.
Track
so
phone,
my
wow.
My 12-year-old's been up my rear end about getting an activated phone.
Okay.
So for Christmas, my brother, his godfather, gets him a track phone.
What's a track phone?
Phone's gimmick.
It's like
right?
a it's like
hold
a burner
on, hold
phone.
On. What's
it's a- like a cheap phone that you can buy that's on like a monthly basis.
Oh, got it.
Just
okay.
add
right.
minutes to it, add
got
text
it.
To it, yeah.
Got it.
Totally.
No contracts, no nothing.
The gimmick is, it says right on the website, if you Google it, it says no contract phones and plans.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So we have this phone. I activate it, and I find out another company I can get the same gig for $7. So I'm going to cancel and be done with track phone and move it on.
Okay.
Well, it turns out that you have to use your track phone actively for 12 months before you can take it to another company.
What?
Is that one of those things in the fine print that you scrolled over?
And I'm like, so you're telling me there's no contract, but I have to use it for 12 months? And they're like, yes. I said, that is a contract.
Yeah.
And it was on and on fighting with them. And finally, I'm just going to use it for 12 months because it's going to cost me a bunch more to switch companies anyway. Drives me nuts.
That's a contract, what you just said.
That's so annoying.
Are you sure there's not a terms and agreements that you sign where there's like one little section? Because I scroll through the terms and agreements like, whatever, sure.
I was like, you read those?
No, I don't.
Who the hell reads those?
That's what I'm saying. If you don't read them, then you might get screwed like our friend Monica here. Is that what happened?
Hello.
Is that what happened,
we're here,
basically?
Monica.
She can't hear us.
Maybe she lost us. I don't know.
Maybe that's what happened. Because so many damn things in those terms and conditions. Somebody texted in, I went ham on the Doubletree in Detroit for taking so long on a refund. I went ham. They took money out of my account for nothing, in all caps. Finally got my money back after a month. Jeez. Somebody else said that I need to file a claim for a lost shipment for my label. Because it was never delivered. So they can't prove that it was delivered anywhere, that it arrived anywhere. So it's right now it's just a lost shipment.
Wait, I already forgot. Did you get your money back?
No.
You never gave the guy money.
No, I never gave. Well, I already paid.
You paid for the $30 of the mail label,
though. Yeah, I paid for the label already. But then he said it was going to cost me more. So even at that time, when I got the new label, he wouldn't even print a new one for me at the time. Because I was like, this might be a new one. I can't do that. You have to do that yourself.
It's so weird.
It's your fault.
Stupid rules.
You should fix the problem. You screw it up. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. When I got the new label, he wouldn't even print a new one for me at the time. Because I was like, this might be a new one. I can't do that. You have to do that yourself.
It's so weird.
It's your fault.
Stupid rules.
You should fix the problem. You screw it up. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So this story is crazy, man. So it turns out Lady Gaga, she has a dog walker. I'm sure a lot of celebrities do.
Yeah.
Then they're not on the street randomly. But
my dogs for me, please.
She has a dog walker who was walking her French bulldogs last night. And a thief comes up and shoots the dog walker, and who's okay, thank God.
I was going to say, is she okay? He or she?
He is okay. Yeah. He is okay. But two of the dogs were stolen. They thought that three were, but one dog ran off, and then they found the dog. Like, the dog, they somehow found the third one. So she has the third one, but two of the dogs are missing. They said they have no idea if the person who did it even had a clue it was Lady Gaga's dogs, because apparently French bulldogs are quite in demand and expensive right now.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know this.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
I'm adopt-don't-shop kind of gal.
Those are breeders, for sure.
So, yeah, I don't...
Those French bulldogs, they have the official ones.
That. But anyway, so she had two of her French bulldogs stolen, which still heartbreaking because your dogs are like your family.
Yeah.
And like I said, they don't know if the thief has any clue. It was probably not. They probably just thought they were stealing something worth money.
Now we
no
get French bulldogs.
It's Lady Gaga's dogs. So you imagine they're reading TMZ.
Right.
Now
wait
they're
going
to go to jail for shooting somebody.
We took Lady Gaga's dogs?
I mean...
You just wanted French bulldogs. You didn't say famous French bulldogs, and now you got both.
Can you imagine, though, you're just sitting at home and your dog walker doesn't come back?
Right.
And then you get a text, they've been shot by someone?
I'm at the hospital. I got shot.
Insane.
What?
That's crazy. But the dog walker is okay, but the two dogs still long gone.
But one of them back for Lady Gaga.
One of them, because it ran off.
Yeah.
It ran away and got away, and then they found it.
God, it's a crazy story, man.
Awful, right?
All right. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie.
I call no foul.
What's wrong?
I call no foul, man.
Skipping a line?
She's not skipping the line, actually, but she feels like she's skipping the line.
For where?
And
like
I
Disney
told
World
her to
or
stop.
What?
No, for the damn vaccine. Let me just tell you this story. My nanny is up March 1st. Childcare workers, right?
Okay, yeah.
Which is great because parents have to go to work. They need childcare. If you can vaccinate them and people want to get it, I'm for it, right?
Yeah.
So she says to me, I just realized I'm up on March 1st. I'm gonna be in line because I'm technically a childcare worker, but I feel like, am I doing the wrong thing by going to get it since I'm at your house? I go,
no.
No. And I looked at her. I go, one, you're not lying about what you do. I pay taxes and employ you, and I claim you on my taxes.
Yeah.
You are a child care worker.
Yeah.
And I said, and three, here's how I feel about this in general. As I talked to my cousin, too, the other day, who had cancer at 25. She just got the vaccine in Illinois.
Yeah.
And she was like, I know I got it before some older people. I go, I don't care, because you know why? Anyone getting it's for the greater good of everyone. So I don't give a damn who gets it at this point. Like, I understand why people that have, you know, are older or may have pre-existing conditions or are diabetic need it. But at the same time, I'm not hating on someone who's up in line properly and wants to get it. I said, it's for the greater good of everyone. Who's it going to hurt? You
I
know?
Have a younger friend. She's probably, I think, right to like 27, yeah. so 28 years old.
Yeah.
And she got a vaccine.
Okay.
And when she posted the picture of her card,
yeah.
people were sending her messages like, well, how did you get to the front? How did you get to the line?
They were mad at her.
Why are you getting her? She goes, well, I work with domestic violence victims.
Uh-huh.
And she has to sometimes be in hospitals with these mm-hmm. victims. And so mm-hmm. since she has to be in a hospital setting all the time for
yep.
part of her volunteer work with her organization, the Fight yeah. to End Exploitation for Human Trafficking down in Racine.
Mm-hmm.
So since she needs it for that, she was moved yes. to the front of the line for that. She's technically a healthcare worker because
right.
she's working with these women and men who were abused mm-hmm. and trafficked. So
yes, and I'm like, okay,
sense.
Great. It makes total sense. And
yeah.
again, it's for the greater good. So go for it. So I thought it was interesting.
What about people that don't deserve it? Like, did you hear about the
don't
women in Florida?
It.
Did you hear the women in Florida?
What I heard about the Soul Cycle instructor. Which one's this?
No, this is. There were two women in Florida.
Okay.
One was 20. No, one was 34, and one was 44.
Uh huh.
And they went to a vaccine site in mm-hmm. Orange County, mm-hmm. dressed as grandmothers.
I did.
Like, they
see
had
this.
Bonnets on and little
so
gloves
stupid.
And like glasses and everything to make them
that
look older.
Is...
And this was for their second dose.
They had gone to the first one,
so
and
they
no
got,
one noticed.
They got through the first time and no one noticed, which means they went and they used this fake outfit, looking like older
okay.
people, to get a vaccination the first time. Second time, mm-hmm. they went up. The birthdays didn't match up. The woman that was set to check them in goes,
God.
Something wasn't right. Something felt off. They didn't look right, so they sent them away. They ticketed them for trespassing.
Yeah.
They sent them away.
Like,
they were like, no.
That is someone who was being dishonest,
right.
lying. I told my nanny, I said,
trying
you're,
to
not,
cheat the
you're
system.
Not lying. You're a childcare worker. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what else to tell you. You
like
know,
it's different if you're not lying about it. Then
that,
you can you
right.
genuinely fall into an area.
Mm-hmm. And,
some people are probably young that have pre-existing conditions that are in line for it.
Well,
and if
my
you want
cousin
it, go
had
it.
Cancer. That's why
exactly.
she got it. I mean, she at 25. That's
yeah.
why she was up, you know.
If you're up for it and you qualify for it and it's legit and you want it, get it.
Right.
Go
I
for
was
it.
Talking about right when they started vaccinating. Did you see the story about the woman who taught Soul Cycle
yes.
in New York City?
Yes.
And she put herself as an educator and everybody
right?
went nuts. They were like, you do not get to get in line for this. Back the hell up.
Whatever happened with her? Did she get it?
She moved away. The last thing I saw about her was that she like up and moved away. Maybe she came back because she was getting so beat up. She left the city and like went
know.
To Florida or something, ironically.
I wonder if gym employees are with, because I know like grocery store workers and they were on there at one
right,
point, essential
but,
workers. Are they essential? No.
Gyms?
Yeah.
I don't think so because
oh,
you can
okay.
do it at home probably.
I guess.
So I would, but again, look, I
well,
just
I'd,
wanted to know
dude,
if you
she
thought she
it?
Was wrong because I
not
told
all,
her to
no.
go for it, get vaccinated.
Does she want it?
Feel, yes.
Then
oh,
tell her
God,
to get
yes.
it. She's in line for it. She's,
I do too.
Yes, go for
I'm
it.
Like, I said to her, I said, the next group isn't even, we're not, might not be till April,
yeah.
which means I'm sitting here waiting, but if you can get it, go for it.
Go
it's
for
one
it.
Less person I have to worry about getting sick around me. Go for
hey,
it, man.
Your body, your choice. Go for it. You do it.
Riggs,
see?
I knew you were one of
see?
Us, gals.
103.7 KISS FM. This hour's KISS keyword is music. Use it at 1037kissfm.com before 9,
mm-hmm.
and you can win an iPad and another fresh KISS keyword at 9:05.
Nice.
All right? A little bit chillier today, but still not bone-chillingly cold. You can still go outside and do something if you wanted to. It's
yeah.
nice enough. Go for it. Get some vitamin D.
Dude, I'm not complaining. Somebody said something to me about the snow yesterday. I said, no. We're not. Today, we're enjoying these nice
yes.
couple of days. We are not going to complain about it as it's melting.
No, do not complain at all.
Enjoy what we've been waiting for a little.
Yeah. So I know you're not a big cook in the kitchen, Allie, but a lot of people
no.
have taken to cooking because of staying at home
we
more.
At home. I do eat at
cooking
home
food more.
Way more. That's
yeah.
true. Yeah.
So these chefs got together and they told basically amateur people in the kitchen things that they're doing wrong, like simple things that we're all doing wrong in the
that
kitchen.
That we don't even know.
That we don't even know.
Like,
when you're cooking something in the oven, constantly checking it and opening the oven door.
It's so bad.
So bad for
I
it
read about that.
The oven then has to reheat
uh-huh.
to the temperature because the point is to keep it at that temperature and cook it at 400 degrees or whatever.
See, and the problem is I can't see anything even with the light on.
Yeah.
I feel like I still can't see in my oven that well where I need to still open it and see how well it's cooking.
I know, but you got to trust the process a little bit. They say don't open it too often. That's like one one of the biggest mistakes you can make when you're making something, because it just takes longer. It doesn't cook as well.
Screws it up.
Yeah, screws it up. The other thing was to taste everything as you go while you're cooking. I never do this. I probably should do this, like tasting as I go, because I'll screw something up along the way. And then I'll get to the end and it doesn't taste how I wanted it to. And I was like, I probably could have fixed this earlier. And that's what they say. Like, as you're cooking, taste it as you go.
But, okay. This is devil's advocate. If I start tasting it, I'm going to be full by the time it's, it's ready is the damn problem.
Well, you're
okay?
Not eating it, not tasting it.
No, I don't know how to taste it, Riggs. If I want to eat it, I want
to
eat it.
Well, you have to learn, Allie. You have to learn.
This is why I don't cook. See?
Right?
It's their fault. No, what else?
This
what
is all
else?
From legit chefs. Doing the dishes as you go instead of waiting until the end.
Oh, screw you.
It's the worst.
Those dishes can sit there for days.
I'm just going to fill it with soapy water and let it soak for 3 days. By the way, there's still a pot in our sink that's soaking for 3 days. Still
well,
soaking
the dishwasher's
shit
full of clean stuff. You got no space for it, you know?
They said the sharpened knives if you have dull knives. I don't even have a knife sharpener. I've been using the same knives for so long.
When I got married years ago, right, 2009 it was. I'm divorced now, obviously. Don't get it twisted if you're listening and you got confused.
Right.
Somebody gave me a knife sharpener. One of our coworkers.
Really?
Tony Lorino. He gave me a knife sharpener. I'll never forget it that he gave me that knife sharpener.
That's what he gave you for like a wedding gift?
I don't know why I remember that, but I do. It's really random.
So you still have it?
Yeah. I don't think I've used it though.
Sharpen your knives, man.
Let me borrow it.
Keep them sharp. Keep them sharp.
You can tell him I gave you my wedding gift.
Riggs cooks more than I do, so I just gave it to him. Hell, I'll use it all the time. I do. I cook. I cook all the damn time.
With things I don't use and give them to you.
Right? Speaking of cooking, our friend Adam Pavlock from Eggs and Flour, he's on tonight, Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen, baby.
That's tonight. Uh-huh. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So a lot of people were like, hey, Tiger Woods got in that really bad accident. He's okay, thank God.
Yeah.
He's got some really bad leg injury on with one leg, and they don't know how much mobility he's going to get back. But they said he's just happy to be alive at this point.
Well,
he got his cure for his kids. He's not worried about that at the end of the day. But people were like, well, why didn't they test his blood since he got a DUI 4 years ago? He's got a history of addiction. He's
opioid addiction.
He had another. You remember, we can't forget the golf club incident with Elon, you know, many years ago where he got busted cheating.
Well,
that
wasn't alcohol involved. That was just stupidity involved.
No, he was on pills then, we found out later.
Was he
that's
when he drove
when
into it?
It all came out,
oh,
I
yeah,
thought.
That's right.
Like, we found out he was cheating. Elon had the golf club chasing him. And then it all came out that he was going through all this addiction. Like, all this stuff came
so
out.
So, why
at
didn't
once.
They check him?
They said that at the time of the crash, there was just no reason for them to do so. He was awake. He was responsive. He didn't seem to be impaired, and there was no drugs or alcohol in the car. And they said beyond that, they'd have to get a warrant if there was if it didn't appear that anyone was impaired to do that. They would literally have to get a warrant, and it just didn't seem to be the case. They said he's focused on recovery, and that's what he's doing.
Good.
So yeah.
That's
so
all
that's
I can do
why,
right now.
If you're wondering why Tiger Woods, they didn't see if it was a DUI. They said it was obvious that it wasn't.
No foul play, just in a rush to get somewhere and just an
driving
accident.
Fast speed is all they said. Yeah.
Which can happen. That can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Glad he's okay, though.
Yep.
Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. So something that I always wore in high school, even growing up, was always part of my wardrobe, at least as a male, Allie, cargo shorts and cargo pants, which if you don't know what those are, it's pants, but they got pockets on the side.
Who doesn't know what cargo pants are?
I don't know. Maybe somebody woke up from a coma a couple minutes ago. They don't know there's also a global pandemic and we're talking about cargo pants. I don't know. I just want to...
It's funny, though, that you said you still wear them and you never stopped. Because
never did. Not
I
once.
Can think, I don't know any guy that stopped wearing them.
No.
Who are these guys that stopped wearing them in the Midwest? They
probably
laugh at us other places, but what do we care?
Well, there's a Rolling Stone article now out talking about how a lot of hip-hop artists these days are wearing cargo pants and kind of bringing them back because they're kind of the fashion trendsetters in music, and people see them online and videos, and they're like, oh, cargo pants making a comeback.
So they're telling me because somebody like, I'm making this up, Travis Scott wears cargo pants, all of a sudden I'm supposed to think they're cool. What the hell?
That's the way it works. That's how society works now. Now,
so
I've
funny.
Always been a fan of them, even when people were like, cargo shorts are dumb, they're out of style, they look stupid. You know why I love them so much?
Why?
Because pockets. How much do you love pockets?
It's like having, it's like a, being a woman and not having to take a purse. I get
exactly
you, dude.
Because
I
women have so much stuff they have to carry around sometimes. Mm-hmm. You think guys don't have stuff? We have stuff sometimes.
Because you have pockets on other pants. It's because it sticks out and your stuff, you can't see what's in your pocket in a cargo pant. Is that why?
And it also, it will fall out of those side pockets. Like you put your hands in those pockets.
Oh.
Your stuff will fall out all the time. Mm-hmm. Keys. If you're out at like Summerfest, you're going out, you're sitting down somewhere, you're at a picnic table, you get up. They're not going to fall out of cargo shorts because they have those little flaps that close with the buttons.
I'm telling you, Riggs, I don't know a lot of guys that stop wearing them. That's what's so funny about it. When they did that whole cargo, maybe it was just younger people, fine.
Yeah.
But everyone else kept wearing them that I know. And can I just say, as we're talking about what's coming in and out, and they're saying how mom jeans are in and skinny jeans are out, I don't think so, friends. I don't care what the hell your trend is. I'm not wearing baggy pants after I lost 150 pounds up to my boobs. I'm not, dude. I'm wearing
mom jeans
and you kiss my ass about it. That's how I feel about it. It's like the Billie Eilish stuff. Yeah. But the problem is with mom jeans, you get back and they're baggier.
Yeah.
I feel like they make you look gigantic. I have no interest in that.
Yeah,
I'm just ranting about mom jeans for a minute. Bear with me.
You have to have a certain body type to wear mom jeans to make them look good.
The people, and I get it.
I don't care. I might get lit up for saying that, but
it's true.
It's true.
You are true because I see what women say and what they write, and they say things like, hell no, we don't have the body to wear skinny jeans because they're low rise, they get lower, and if you have anything on your stomach, it'll stick over.
It accentuates it, yeah.
Yeah, so I get that.
I get it too.
I get it if it's not for your body. I'm fine with your cargo shorts.
You know what else has made a comeback over the last year that I don't agree with?
Slap bracelets. I don't know. I made that up.
Those are coming back. Crocs. You've seen Crocs come back
again,
with a vengeance. With a vengeance.
But you know why?
Because Justin Bieber
and Post Malone both have Croc lines.
Yep. They made them cool.
And they depending on your personal preference, they make them cool. You decide if they're cool
or not.
Well,
if that's the thing, with the same thing with cargo shorts, do you think they're cool or not?
Because that's the thing. I get it why they're back Crocs, but just because Bieber and Post Malone's wearing them doesn't mean I'm wearing them.
Right.
No way.
Are there other fashion things that you've either hopped on of or completely got off of that you refuse to ever do? 414-799. You can always call or you can text that.
What do you think? I'm a mom? I'm not wearing mom jeans. What the hell?
It's in the name of the jeans.
What? Screw
mom
you.
Jeans. Technically, every pair of jeans you own are mom jeans because you are a mom.
Damn it, Riggs.
You're always in
when
mom
you're
jeans.
Right, you're right.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. We're talking about the fashion trends that you've either hopped on or hopped off, whichever one they were. And we were just talking off the air about the TikTok leggings that everybody wants.
Oh, the butt leggings.
That
all these women are saying they make your butt look insane.
Well,
and
they
all
do.
But I'm convinced on certain people they'll make your butt look insane. I've yet to see a girl not with a nice body sporting those, is what I'd like to really see.
What is it about them? Is it the pattern on it that people like?
No, they puff up the butt. So the butt is bigger.
Yes.
And then you can, basically it has something on the back that makes your butt look amazing. So it's kind of puffed up, lifted, added. It's like a butt lift, Riggs. It's literally like a butt lift, these pants. And you'd have to be on TikTok or even I've seen them on Instagram now, too. But they're the butt leggings that everyone's sharing.
Do you think
about
I could get a
amazing
pair? Would they make my butt look good?
No, don't.
Why? They're only $12.
I'll order a pair and try them for the show, but I'm convinced it's not going to matter. Unless,
well, I think we should for research purposes.
Do you want me to get you a pair, too?
You're damn right I do. I want to see if they make my butt look good.
$12.99.
They're cheap. I'm looking on Amazon right now.
I'm
famous TikTok
medium
leggings.
Order away.
Yoga pants for women. High-waisted tummy control, booty bubble, hip-lifting workout running tights. It's just like all these keywords that women would search for in Amazon.
Yeah, well, somebody texted in about your cargo shorts,
though. God, because they're coming back in style.
They said, my husband carried my tampons in his cargo shorts when we were at State Fair one time.
That's the only...
Yes, honey.
That's the downside to having cargo shorts, because when your woman doesn't bring the purse, then she says, well, you've got pockets on your legs, just put them in there.
That's why I saw some girl say online that her dude carries everything for her, and all I could think was, I always feel like it's the opposite, where I'm always getting all your crap from here's my keys.
Oh, yeah.
Here's my wallet.
Oh, yeah.
Can you put this in your purse?
Put my sunglasses in your purse all the time.
I've done that for Riggs, even. I'm not even
all
married to you. I
all
put your sunglasses in my purse one time.
All the time, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you have more stores than I do. This is the way it works.
You have more storage.
You do. You have way more storage.
Because you're a cargo pant guy. So now you're carrying my stuff, buddy.
I know.
Hell
fine,
no.
I'll start carrying your things for you with my cargo shorts. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7KISSFM.com.